This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy is set for a retrial this week in the 2022 shooting death of a Boulder man. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Andrew Bewin is being retried on second-degree murder in the killing of Christian Glass on a dark rural road near Silver Plume. A jury convicted the former sheriff's deputy on a reckless manslaughter charge last April, but they were unable to come to a verdict on murder and official misconduct charges. If convicted, Bewin could spend 8 to 24 years in prison and lose his law enforcement certification. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The CEO of the company behind the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs says widespread noise complaints from residents living near it have not slowed his company's expansion plans. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Venue CEO J.W. Roth says five similar amphitheaters are under construction around the country now, and he expects to announce seven more in the next year or so. Roth says medium-sized cities around the country have not been dissuaded by all the noise complaints surrounding their first project in Colorado Springs.
They want my business there, and they want us there. And so many of them have gone completely out of their way to make it easier for me.
Venue has committed to $3 million in additional sound mitigation efforts for the Ford Amphitheater ahead of the upcoming concert season. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There's a happy update for some concerned residents on the western slope near Hotchkiss who were worried about a deer they'd spotted with a wire tomato cage wrapped around her neck. After several weeks of looking for that doe, a Colorado Parks and Wildlife officer found her last week, and with the help of local police and a pair of bolt cutters, they were able to free her. This is CPR News and KRCC.